Well, good morning, everybody. There is the story told of a school play at a Catholic school, and there was a nun in charge of the play, and it was the Christmas pageant, and the play was going to be in the church, so they had their last practice, but everything was going wrong. Nobody was doing it. They were all bouncing off the walls, and she couldn't even find everybody who was involved in the pageant. And she lost Mary and Joseph. She couldn't find where they were in the church. And finally, the nun just yells out, "Where is Mary and Joseph?" And little Henry says, "They're in line for confession." Anyway, you might want to come to confession. It's a good thing to do to welcome our Lord for Christmas time. I'll be in the confessional for 12 hours on Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., It's good to have a nice, happy state of grace to welcome our Lord at Christmas. So everybody is welcome. I was thinking about a story that happened to me maybe 2 years ago around. And there was this couple that I did marriage prep for in my first assignment at Our Lady of the Greenwood. And when the couple first came, the gentleman was not Catholic, but he ended up going into RCIA. And I kind of journeyed with them through, of course, marriage preparation and then through his RCIA journey. And then they got married and there were difficulties with the pregnancies and things along those lines. And so I prayed with them a bunch of times. And well, by the time they finally had a child, I had been here for a little bit already. And I remember the day that they came to the rectory at one evening, and I knew they were coming, of course, and I greeted them, and they handed me the baby to hold. And I remember kind of looking at the baby, his name was Matthew, is Matthew, and looking into his eyes and just kind of being filled with this incredible joy, a joy far greater than you would have if you won at the slot machine, or a much greater joy than if you had the best meal, your favorite meal, or something goes your way. It was a joy that transcended kind of all of that. And I looked into that little kid's eyes, and I just was filled with this joy of life and this joy of knowing that my vocation had helped them and that their vocation had helped me. And that we were together in this, and that only God could have brought this whole thing about, I think was the joy, the origin of that joy that was filling my heart. And I was just kind of reflecting on that moment of joy on this Gaudete Sunday, this joyful Sunday, because surely that is only a sliver, as great as that was in my heart, and as much as that will be an experience I'll never forget, it's probably a very small sliver of what our Blessed Mother experienced. Yesterday was the feast day of Our Lady Guadalupe, ergo this, and this beautiful image of Our Lady right here. And Our Lady is pregnant in this picture, in this image. We have probably 1,000 titles of Our Lady and images of Our Lady, but this is the only one where she's with child. And she's dancing. Like, there's this joy about her in knowing that the one that she holds within her is the Christ. And there's a joy that she dances. Remember when Elizabeth comes into her presence and John the Baptist, we heard about him in our gospel, he starts dancing. Last night at the end of Mass, we had the traditional Aztec dance. Because when Our Lady appeared in Mexico in 1531, in about 7 years, almost 10 million people converted to the faith. And the whole world danced. Like, they danced because they were so filled with joy. Not only about, like, this amazing woman who has come, the Blessed Mother, Queen of Heaven and Earth, but the one that she bore within her, that they started to dance. And that's why all these years down the road, we still have the Aztec dance at Our Lady of Guadalupe celebrations. It was quite a thing to behold, and you can watch the video from last night's Mass. But it's all this thing of joy. And we rejoice not in the things of this world. We rejoice that God, only God could have brought this all about. And we rejoice at the origin of everything, who goodness himself, Christ, everything good in our life is a gift from Jesus. And Jesus is like that ultimate good. And we love him with all our hearts, and we rejoice with him. We rejoice in his presence. We rejoice knowing that, yeah, there are crosses and hurdles in life, but that's okay, because Jesus is with us every step of that way. And we rejoice in that. It's a joy that transcends a happy, happy joy, joy. And it's a joy of just this knowledge and this trust, this faith in a God much bigger than we are. And that joy is contagious. It's so much more contagious than the coronavirus. You know, I showed the fourth graders a couple weeks ago in religion class a little YouTube video, and there's this guy, and he goes into a subway train, and he just, like in New York, and he just starts laughing. Like he just belts out laughter. Like he was looking at his phone, like he had seen something really funny, and he just starts laughing, and he laughs, and everybody's like looking up at him like, this guy's crazy. But then, like, after about a minute, the whole train is laughing. Like they've joined in. And the joy has been contagious, and all of a sudden these people who had their earmuffs on, and these people who were looking like cranky pants with their newspapers or whatever, all of a sudden everybody's laughing. All of a sudden this joy had reached every soul in that train. And that's the power of joy. And it lifts us up. The joy of the Blessed Mother didn't bring people to her. It brought them to Jesus. And our joy might just bring somebody to heaven. And yet so many of us, and I will include myself from time to time, rush around like we have the whole weight of the whole world on our shoulders. And we walk around cranky-like. But we have Jesus. St. Teresa of Avila, doctor of the church, she said, Lord, save us from another downcast saint. And praise the Lord for that wisdom, because there's no such thing. I remember when I went to Our Lady of Guadalupe the last time, I could tell you so many miracles about Our Lady Guadalupe and all that she's done in my life. But anyway, I'll tell you this one. I went to concelebrate Holy Mass one Sunday when I was there at the Basilica. The Basilica holds 4,000 people. And they have Mass every hour, 7 a.m., 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 hours every Sunday. They have a Mass on the hour, and the whole church is just crazy filled. They have a baptistry with 10 chapels in it. In summertime, they have 1,000 baptisms a day. Our Lady is filling this church with life. Our Lady wants to fill us with life and our hearts with life and joy and peace and Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And like, but anyway, I can't celebrate this Mass with this holy, holy priest. And in Mexico, a priest can't really go anywhere without having hordes of people all around wanting blessings, you know, bless this, bless this, bless this. And, you know, it really is quite something. And anyway, we were being like immersed in this crowd of people as he and I were like trying to get into line to go up into the sanctuary. And like most priests from Mexico probably get a little cranky with all that, and they just are a little brash with people. But this priest, he's like, as we're walking, he's like putting the sign of the cross on every kid's forehead. He's laying his hands on people. He's telling jokes with the adults there. He's just like, there was this magnanimous joy about this priest. And when we got to the place where the crowds weren't allowed and we were walking up to the sanctuary, that priest told me something that I'll never forget. He said, con mucho cariño y con una broma. Así es como traemos las almas a Jesús. He said, in English, he says, with an affectionate heart, with gentle love, and with a joke, That is how we bring souls to Jesus. And I will never forget that. With gentle love and with a joke, that's how we bring souls to Jesus. Our joy matters. Life isn't as bad as sometimes we can make it, we can think that it is. Our joy in the midst of trial and tribulation and virus and dark and all that, our joy might just save a soul. Like, there might be somebody in heaven one day because you were joyful and your faith radiated out of you and everybody wanted what you had because you represented something outside of this world, and they might get, like, our joy matters. We should be happy. We should be dancing. We should be rejoicing in a Christ who is so much bigger than any problem that we will ever have, so much brighter than any darkness. And my friends, we have that Christ. And praise the Lord. And so I guess that's my message today. Let's be happy. Let's be joyful. Let's dance, just like Blessed Mother. And let us rejoice always in our Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.